It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And we have our first guest today. This is so exciting.
Yes. Hello. I'm Kenny, Lynn's son.
Yep. Kenny's here. Probably to defend himself from several of the other podcasts we've done.
As rebuttal.
Right. Exactly.
We also want to thank our sponsors who are with us as always, SeatCenters.com and Artistry by Annette. And I think you all know by now how much we love Annette and the amazing things she has done for our skin. Like, I just feel better when I get up in the morning. Like, I feel like I'm not fighting as much.
Oh, like I think I mentioned to you, when I get up every morning, and I'm not exaggerating, literally I have a glow on my skin. Like, it really looks healthy, which I've never had that before.
Yeah, and I'm not wearing as much makeup, and the makeup I do put on goes on easier, mm-hmm. I feel like, and looks better. And Annette can do the same thing for you. We get the HydraFacial, which is amazing. It's nanotechnology, and it's like these... It's needles, but it's like tiny ones. They're so tiny, you don't even feel them.
No, no pain.
But it makes the serums and all that good stuff that your skin needs, like, really get in there and do the work they need to do. And Annette will help you figure out which ones are going to work best for you. You need to make an appointment with her today. And all new clients get 20% off their first treatment. I mean, come on. That's a great deal. 248-980-6235. Give Annette a call. You can find all her info on our website, stacyandlynnpodcast.com, on all our social media pages. But again, if you want to call her, grab a pencil, go 248-980-6235. Well, thanks for joining us today, Kenny.
Thank you for having me.
This is very exciting, especially since we're talking about screen time.
I know, my favorite time.
Yeah, your favorite time, the screen time. And you know what's funny with, as we always talk about technology, you know, and trying to maneuver around it and figure things out and use the phone and all this great technology for everything we can. In fact, our producer Remy was just saying it took him a half hour today to figure out how to cancel a subscription for an app he had, which I can totally relate to because I've done the same thing.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I've actually given up. So I still have this one app that I don't really need. I keep getting billed $4.99 a month for. And I'm like, how do I get out of this thing? They've got me. So I learned something scary recently. It was like last week. There is something that everyone has on their phone that tells you the screen time, how much you've been on your phone, how much you've been using your phone, right?
And you just found out about this. Maybe you haven't updated your phone lately. I remember, I think it was in January when I updated my phone, like the latest, you know, how it does it in the middle of the night and you have no power over it, but it makes you use your password the next morning when you usually don't. It's like, what happened while I was sleeping?
They're just working away on your phone.
Well, so then suddenly on Sunday, or was it Monday morning, I think, a couple days after my phone updated itself, suddenly my phone, I get up Monday morning and my phone said, your screen time is blah, blah, blah per day. And I'm like, why are you telling me this? I didn't ask for this information.
Right. And it's scary. I don't know if yours was scary.
That's why I didn't say what it was.
Okay, blah, blah, blah. I heard that. So we're going to expose what we all are at right now. Oh. So my kids brought this up a week ago, and you know, I just had a bad feeling how this was going to go down, because we all blame, like, my daughter for having the most screen time usage, because we have that, like, unlimited, and I'm using quotations, because it's unlimited data, except when you reach a certain point, it slows it down, right? So you can only have so much, and then it slows down. And my daughter's is the only number that always reaches the max. And so she always texts me saying,
Wait a second.
For unlimited.
So unlimited, but it slows it down
after? But it's a lot. They give you like 20 milligrams or what is it? 20
milligrams.
Thank you. They give you 20. And but my daughter doesn't go on. We have Wi-Fi in our house, but she doesn't turn it on. And so it takes from your data when that happens. And it's really frustrating because it's easy. There's even a setting that it can just say when you're in a Wi-Fi area or turn it automatically. She won't do it. So she constantly gets that, but nobody else gets
it. She won't do it. Does she own this phone or do you own this phone?
It doesn't cost me anymore. It's only slowing hers down.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's her own fault. I mean, she should want to do it. So we for sure thought she was going to win this screen time war. And I just like I said.
You mean lose by having the most.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
See how, I was thinking win, but lose. So they all like kind of go around how much they have. And then it gets to like the leader at that point was, I think, was it 5 hours?
Yeah.
5 hours. And I go, let me look. And then I'm like, and so I gently turn my phone over and I say, what does this mean? Oh my God, the eyes are going crazy. Yes.
What?
8 hours and 32 minutes. Yes.
Are you on your phone all the time you're awake?
Yeah. Okay. No. But I thought maybe because I don't shut out every screen and they're like, no, that's not it. Yeah, no. Yeah. So unfortunately, as Stacy would say, I lost that competition. So they made a bet. Like, let's see who can use the least screen time for this next week coming up.
Your family sounds fun.
Oh, so fun. And, you know, of course, if their dad and I lost, we would have to buy them this thing they want. But if we won, we got nothing.
Of course.
It sounded like a really
lose-lose situation.
Yeah, it was
sounded like a really fair bet.
Yeah. Right. So we did it yesterday.
And
again, I lost. Yeah, mm-hmm. But here's the thing. I don't even understand what's going on. I'm not playing games on my phone. I don't play games on my phone, so I don't know what's going on there. I probably, you know, I text a lot. I Google a lot of things just for information, but I'm not like on their sites for a long time. I'm looking up a phone number or an address, or I'm not really clear on how I'm getting this.
If I may venture.
Please.
Theory.
Okay.
And I'm not going to mention any names, but Kenny and I are both aware of a certain person who did a job for you a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, stop it.
And no, but now this person thinks you're friends.
Right.
And you keep responding to this person.
So text messaging.
Yes.
Text messages.
And I do, you are, and we've said this before. If you have been a listener of this podcast, you know, Lynn is the nicest person on the planet. The kindest, the nicest.
No.
If you mow her lawn once, but you want to be friends, she will be your friend. She will continue to text you back.
Yeah.
Tell her how your dog's doing. She will know the dog's name and say, oh, you know, I heard of better food. You
for
should get
dog,
in here.
Yes.
Exactly. Like you are.
I track the person down from an office where I just randomly only learned one fact from them, but then I'm tracking them down.
No, you don't track them down. People track you down, but you don't. Like the rest of us would be like, and I'm done.
Block.
You don't do that.
No.
Well, which is why one of the many reasons people love you. However, I could see that contributing to your
screen time
issue.
Yes, it was a mess. So what did you guys, we all said, let's look up our screen time today and don't tell the other. So there's one for today so far, and there's one for the last 7 days.
Yeah. So today, I'm 20 minutes below average.
Wait, there's an average?
That's what it tells me.
Right next to the time it says
the
average.
Oh, okay.
But I'm at an hour and 21 minutes.
Okay. I am at about 3 hours, and that is 1 hour below average.
Really?
What time do you get up?
Really depends on the day.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Usually past noon in the summer.
Okay.
So
what are you at?
I am at, and I'm proud to say I'm 12 minutes below average, and I am clocking in at 3:34.
Wow.
How? Why? Well, there was a lot of texting going on. What were you for the week?
All right. Well, that might be my last week was down 19% from the week before, because I've actually been working on this since my phone started sending me random messages about how much I'm using
it.
I was at 2 hours and 51 minutes a day.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, oh, this is per day?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I thought this was for the week. I just noticed it said per day.
Okay, let's hear it.
Oh my God, 8 hours and 34 minutes per day?
Okay.
I'm not even watching a phone. I'm not even watching anything on this.
All right, wait, let's hear your son's.
My weekly total is 40 hours and 39 minutes. That is like a full-time job.
Yeah. Wait.
Does it give you that?
Where's the weekly total?
Right. Well, yeah, I want to know.
Oh my God.
Wait, where's that? Oh, hang on.
My gosh.
Wait, where's my weekly total?
My weekly total.
Right there. Oh, right there. 20 hours. Oh, I got a part-time job.
I'm working overtime at 60 hours and 2 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Remy is giving me like the high five. Yes, he's proud of me.
Okay,
What am I doing?
It's funny because I
need an intervention. Is this what this is right now?
Maybe.
Is this why Kenny showed up? I didn't even know.
I will say you're one of the only people I know that will just leave your phone on and walk away from it.
Okay.
And you just leave it there on the counter.
Don't lock it. Is that what's causing it?
I think that could be a part of it.
Wait a second. Doesn't yours shut off automatically after a few minutes?
No, she sets it that it never shuts off until she locks it.
Oh.
What?
Oh, that's part of your...
Let's try to fix this for next week. I will do this at home tonight.
Because I'm sure that... So she leaves her phone on and walks away from it.
Yeah, just like that.
Well, yeah, that's screen time because it's on.
Really?
I noticed it also does this. It does tell you... Exactly
where
what
you've been putting your time in.
Yeah. So I got social networking was, of course, the highest, which that's got it. Reading and reference had a decent number.
Me too.
And then creativity. Go me. No.
Wait, how are they monitoring that?
I have no idea.
Wait, is this most used categories? Is that what you're looking at?
Right, no, it's right like here. Right underneath the little grid.
Oh, okay.
So we encourage everyone to pull this up on your phone right now. Kenny,
please
go through settings and tell people how to get there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you open up settings and you just, it's in like the second box below, it's in notifications below that. It's below do not disturb. You click on screen time.
Does it? Okay. So it says screen time.
It says screen time.
Under do not disturb.
It will show you like your time for that day. And then you can click on your name, and then it will show you today or the last 7 days.
Wow.
Okay, I am really, this is eye-opening for me. I am going to have to really work on this because my social networking, which could not be, if I leave my screen open, it wouldn't be on social networking, right? Because it's just...
No.
So that's 20 hours and 27 minutes. I'm not even registering with creativity.
What about reading and reference?
6 hours and 59 minutes.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think, wait, what was I?
And then what's productivity?
I think that's actually doing stuff.
Yeah, doing things.
Oh, like walking or something?
No, because
probably like your emails. Oh, stuff.
Because
like
I'm learning French through an app on my phone. And so that counted for productivity No, that counted as education. I don't know what productivity is. I really don't. We need to figure that out.
But I do want to announce that I am proud to say I am 10% down from last week.
I'm 15% up.
Okay. See, that's not good.
No.
And we were trying to get down to win our bet.
Yeah.
This is not good. Mm-hmm. This is very sad.
I think it's eye-opening, especially because I think we've talked about this before. Like, I've got so many projects I want to do. Like, I've told you, my basement, like... I pretty much want to put my house up for sale to force myself to clean out the basement.
Yes.
And it just needs to be done. And I keep putting it off. And I'm like, why do I think I don't have time for this? Because I do. I think I don't have time for this. Well, now I know why.
Right.
Because my phone takes up so much time.
So a thing for me is I feel like I have to immediately respond to people. It's in me and, you know. And it like drives me insane.
Oh, how funny. My husband's texting me right now. I'm like, dude, I'm busy.
Oh, wow. See? Okay. But so what I do is like if I'm doing a project, like I'll put my phone like on so it beeps. And I should probably not do that because what I feel like happens to me is I'm in the middle of something. Then it beeps. Right. So I go, oh, who's texting me? And I go over and then I get sidetracked. And next thing you know, I'm, you know, texting people back. And then I get, you know, I'm in a conversation, which I don't know about you. But, you know, the worst thing is when someone... Like just the dot, like you text and then they don't text back. And then I'm like, are they mad at me? What did I do? Should I call them back? And this has been awful for me because it's really bad when someone doesn't text me back because I really start to get a complex that I've done something wrong, you know? And then I'm like, should I text again just to say,
are you
hey,
still alive?
Did you get my other text?
Did something happen?
Are you in the witness protection program? What's going on? You know? And it really bothers me. And like you talked about on another podcast that like you don't call people a lot and like so much like phone calls or don't happen anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so I don't think to like, I got an idea. Why don't I just call them? You know? But no, I keep texting. Hello?
Well, in the words of Gary Gulman, the phone is the least used app. On my phone.
Right. Exactly. And all those apps. That's another thing.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, there's an app for exercise, banking, cooking.
Learning French.
There's so many, you know, apps there that, I mean, it almost made me feel like I was doing good for myself. But now that I'm seeing this, I'm just thinking this is, you know, I've got to really trim back on my usage of the phone here.
Well, what is amazing to me, because I feel like I'm not very productive. And then I look at that and I see why. But you are very productive. Like, how are you doing all of it?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
I don't think you sleep. That's my theory.
Sometimes I do get up in the middle of the night, and then what do I do? Because there's nothing else you can do. You go on the phone, right? And you're like, oh, what's this? And
you know. See, I can't go on the phone in the middle of the night. First of all, I would have to put on my glasses, which is a huge pain. Mm-hmm. And then I don't like the glow. That makes me feel agitated, and that makes me feel like I'm really not going to get back to sleep. So I very rarely go on my phone in the middle of the night.
Well, Kenny, what is your time spent on when you're on the phone?
Yeah.
Social networking is the number one. Twitter. You know,
really?
I love my Twitter.
You do love your Twitter.
See, I do too.
Yeah. And I'm not a Twitter person. So, thank God. Well, I wouldn't have any more time left in the day.
Well, speaking of time.
Yes.
And travel, let's we don't want to forget our sponsor while we're talking about all this screen
time. Yeah,
we don't
want to be so busy on the phone that I can't put my seat sitters on when I get on the plane next week.
Exactly.
Because I'm not sure if you guys are aware of this, but planes are filled with nasty germs.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny, take note of this.
I will.
Have you ever noticed after you fly, you might get a cold or you mm-hmm. get sick?
Yeah.
Or you get back from vacation, you think you had a great vacation. 2 days later, you're like, oh my God, I'm coughing, I'm hacking. It's probably because that guy in the plane was coughing and hacking next to me. And we do so much to keep ourselves healthy by eating right and exercising. Why not be proactive when you fly? And that is exactly why SeatSitters was created, for clean, healthy travel. The kit comes with a seat cover, a tray table cover, 2 sanitary wipes, an allergy mask, and a no-nut sticker. You get all of this for under $20. It comes in a nice package little kit, and you can fly healthy from now on. So don't spend another vacation being sick or having a sick family member, or don't get back from a great vacation and find yourself sick. Order your SeatSitter kit today at SeatSitters.com.
All right, I have a question, Kenny. How old are you?
20.
20. So you basically grew up with smartphones and technology and all of that. So when your family was doing this, was it just a fun thing, or do you feel like, oh, wow, I am spending too much time on this. I do feel like I should decrease.
See, in the summertime, like when I'm not in school, no. But when I am in school, I'm very aware of it, because I'll be sitting there like scrolling through Twitter, just procrastinating as long as I can because I don't want to study for my psych test, which is the next morning. And I'll say one more YouTube video or one more scroll through Twitter. And I've gotten better at it, though. Like, if you just, I'll often set it in like do not disturb. So then I just won't get any notifications at all.
Now, do you find with your generation, are kids like trying to do that like you are?
I think so. Like, I've noticed a lot, especially in the house I live in Ann Arbor. It's not really the phone, but like the Xbox that distracts a lot of people, like Fortnite specifically.
Oh.
They'll be like studying for a test the next day. And they'll be like, well, I deserve a break now. I'm going to play Fortnite for X amount of hours.
You must live in a house with all boys, because my daughter lived in a house in Ann Arbor, and there was no gaming system.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
There was not one to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
How funny.
But, you know, that's a good point, because what distracted us when we were
in college?
Yeah.
Cigarettes.
Oh, my gosh. It did not distract me, Kenneth.
Rock and roll music.
I did like my music. And I'm not one that can study with music in my ears, but I do really love music. I mean, I can't focus because
I remember when I was procrastinating, which I was very good at.
Yes.
I would, you know, you would just walk outside of your dorm room and find somebody who was hanging out to start chatting with. So I guess that was my Twitter. You know, we were just tweeting at each other in person.
But you know, something else we did, though, we did talk on the phone a lot more back then.
Yeah.
On the real phone.
Yeah.
Like that you know. Remember all the times when you tried calling someone and the busy signal came? And that kept me occupied for hours, because I'd be like, I'm getting through whether, you know, one way or the other. I've got to call them because I don't want someone else in their house to get on the phone before I call that person. You know what
I mean?
That's
so funny.
So you call someone, or if you're studying and you were stuck, you would call someone and then you start talking. But I'm trying to think because also with TV, back then TV was like, if you liked a show and it was on at 9 o'clock on Thursdays, like Knots Landing.
Oh, yeah.
You had to be ready at 9 o'clock to watch that show, because it wasn't like you could record it back then, you know what I mean, or it's not like you could just go on demand. So that kind of stuff would get in my way, because I try to you know, schedule my stuff around like any TV shows I liked.
So I wonder, did it get in the more in the way then where you had to schedule your life around it? Or does it get more in the way now where you're like, oh, Knots Landing is on YouTube? I could watch it right now.
Yeah, that is true. It is true.
I don't know. I feel it's hard
to
say.
I think it is because I just said I would schedule to make sure I was done to watch the show. Whereas if I could just be like Kenny said, which I find funny, I deserve a break. Like, that's how we, you know, humans mm-hmm. do it. Oh, we studied for 3 hours. I deserve a break. Now we go and do something. When you might still have more studying to do or more work to do, you want to give yourself that break. And then you get distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're watching shows, you know, it's easy nowadays to, like, you have all the episodes at your fingertips.
Oh, yeah.
So you're like, one more and then I'm done. You know, one more and then I'm done. You know? So I don't know. I mean, I think there's an argument both ways. But
it's,
I think
it's funny
because
I'm like, Kenny, I'm on Twitter and I know that's my problem, mm-hmm. but I feel like, especially with politics being so crazy, it's like, I feel like if I'm not watching it, I'm not going to, or checking it occasionally, I'm not going to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Which I've spent much of my life not knowing what's going on. I don't know why I need
Why is it so important now, Stacey?
I don't know.
But I also think the immediacy of the news and what's happening also, because back in the day, you know, we wouldn't know until the 11 o'clock news came on if something happened during the day. But now, like, you know, you find something interesting, like when that whole college scandal broke out with Felicity Huffman and everything. I literally got distracted. I could probably say for an hour at work that day because I was like, wait, who else is involved? What did they do?
Exactly.
And there was just constant more news getting, you know, posted. And I was just falling right into it.
Oh, yeah. And then you're reading every article.
Yep.
And wait, the Hallmark Channel dumped Lori Loughlin?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right. Like, and then you're going on Facebook or Twitter to see what everyone's saying about it.
Yeah, but are we participating in something or are we using it as avoidance? Like, that's the question, isn't it? Like, I don't think we're going to come up with an answer today.
But do I, you know, like we talked about this before. Facebook is like, you know, a lot of times is for bragging, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you see all this stuff. But yeah, I still fall for it. I still go there and I'm still getting mad. Like, oh, my gosh, you're on another trip. Oh, my gosh, their son, you know, did this again. And but I'm still like, why can't I just say I don't want to do this anymore?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't use Facebook.
You don't?
No.
No. And it's my son never, ever had a Facebook account.
Yeah. On Twitter, just people keep it real. We don't brag there.
That is true. There's not a lot of bragging.
No, there's not. In fact, I find Twitter to be like the anti-bragging.
Yes.
It's very much like, okay, this is what I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
Sorry to put this out here, but...
Like, just got a DUI. Can someone bail me out,
please? Right. Perfect.
Like, no one cares.
Real, yes. Yeah. Well, what about Instagram? Is that...
Instagram, I don't use as much as Twitter, but if there's like, I was in at an event, like a formal or something, I'll take a picture and post it there, but... Not
See, I never use Instagram. I don't do Twitter. I mean, I'm really kind of trying to go through my mind or figure out what I'm doing with all this social media stuff. It can't be 21 hours. Please. Remy's looking at me like, Lynn, you're on Facebook 21 hours a week. No, am I? That's the only one I really use. And I don't even post that much.
You don't post that
much. I literally post once.
You're like
scrolling.
My husband.
Yes, I'm scrolling.
You're a stalker.
I am. Gosh.
My husband got Facebook and I swear he had it for 4 years before he ever posted a thing. And I would yell at him. I'm like, you can't just stalk people.
Like, you've got to share.
If you're not going to participate, just don't go on it.
Right.
Like, just don't go on there and stalk people.
Oh, you have to keep using the word stalk. It's making me, yeah.
Well,
I'm feeling
that's
wrong.
What he was doing. I don't know what you're doing.
I'm just looking around and seeing what people are doing.
She's good at finding anyone. Like, she could work for the CIA.
Yes.
I mentioned a friend's name 2 minutes later. Oh, how's his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Like, how'd you know he had a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Facebook.
Oh, and what is the security company the father's working for? Yeah. I'm like, he's like, I thought that was top
secret.
He's
from Florida. Oh.
Right. I'm like, are they all from Florida? I don't know. I am really good at that. Like, I always say, if you want to find someone, give him to me. I will find him.
Mm-hmm. So you're so if you hear about somebody, you're just very curious. You want to know more about them.
So yesterday I was at an improv show and this woman who got up and told a story made several references. It's on my agenda today to find her her mother and her adoptive mother that she talked about on Facebook because she gave first names.
Oh my gosh.
And I want to see what their lives are like. And because she talked a lot about them. So it's like, I already got it. As she was talking, I'm like, ding, Kristen, ding. I mean, I got all their names. And I'm like, you are going to find out. And I'm probably going to spend an hour researching what her family's up to.
So that is what your screen time is.
That is probably, now that I just said that, I do that a lot. When he just brought that up, I do like find somebody. Or you know what I used to do too? Like if someone, this is really not good. But if someone I know posts someone that died,
yeah,
then I go on their Facebook page and I look all about them. I want to see how they died. And
she's obsessed with death. Even like the like 3 degrees removed from us, she still wants to know.
Yeah.
Wow.
I do. I ran into this problem like 10 years ago where I was Googling dead people all the time. And it got so bad that this girl that sat next to me, I would tell them about their lives because I usually Googled younger people to see, and I found a lot of interesting things out. Well, this one poor girl died in this really terrible way, and in these articles, I learned about her family and that she had moved from Michigan to Chicago and blah, blah, blah. I'm telling my cube mate this whole story, and she looks at me really seriously, and she says, are you going to be able to make it to the funeral? And I said, you know, maybe I will. I don't know. I feel like I'm connected now. But yes, thank you, Jamie, for that, because she made me feel so bad, but I was getting so involved. It was probably bad for my psyche, but it was so interesting. And then a year later, a lot of that I had read about was coming to fruition in criminal cases. So when they would say that this woman from Grosse Pointe who was found, you know, just murdered outside of her house, like the news started talking about the people who had been arrested and they had been charged. But it had been a year earlier when the whole crime happened. So I felt like I had known all about this. You know what I mean? And I was like,
right. You feel like you'd already solved it?
I already probably, yeah. I was calling them with some ideas I had and people to look at, you know, but, you know, some suspects they might want to check out. But that's how I get, you know, I do. And that is probably a big thing of what I am doing on Facebook now that he brought that up.
Okay, that is very interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, there's no way to say that's not good or bad. You're naturally curious about people.
Yes.
So it's up to you to decide if your curiosity is getting in the way of other things. But it sounds like you were curious about people before.
Yes.
There's the screen.
Yes, I was. But it goes back to like, you know, I wish I read more books, not read more social media posts. You know what I mean? So why can't
obituaries.
I just
obituaries?
Right. Why can't I put, maybe this is, so put the phone down, Lynn, and pick up a book, or put the phone down and start, you know, a new project.
Or maybe you should write a book about all these people you're reading about.
Okay. That would be,
I'm just throwing out ideas here. I'm an idea person.
Eulogies for people I don't know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. We're going to let you know when that's available.
Yes.
For purchase. All right. So we want to hear, obviously, you've heard all our confessions. If you want to join in on true confessions of too much screen time,
or
feel
if you've broken.
Or if you figured out how to reduce it.
Please let us know.
Stacey and Lynn Podcast is our website, and you can find us on Facebook at Stacey and Lynn Podcast as well. And thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.